If you see the artwork of regional New South Wales artist Carla Dickens, you will never forget it. It cajoles and weeps and screams and laughs at you, daring you to walk past it and not take it into your reason and into your heart. This Wiradjuri artist uses found objects, often from her favourite tip in Lismore, to create commentaries, discussions or exhortations on her own life and her family's. Well, the Copyright Agency's Cultural Fund recently awarded the new $80,000 fellowship for a visual artist to Carla for a multimedia installation titled A Dickensian Circus. So, congratulations to Carla.
Thank you.
Carla, a big award like this, $80,000, what difference is this going to make in your work?
It's a profound difference. I think the last grant that I received was quite a number of years ago. And every grant, like every time I write a grant, I think I should be at university doing a PhD because the amount of time and effort that it takes is huge. And you put them in and you're not expecting a result. So when I got the phone call from the Copyright Agency, I actually had to ask the woman to repeat herself because I was completely, you know, stunned and delighted at the same time. And it's, you almost feel like you've won the lottery.
Carla, what is the aim of this new work that you're making, that you will make, a Dickensian Circus?
So I've been working for the past number of years on some pretty depressing work about deaths of Indigenous women, about domestic violence, about sexual abuse, about stories of my great-grandmother who was a domestic and abused many years ago. So I really felt the need to start celebrating, otherwise I could end up in a very dark place myself. Firstly, it'll be looking at boxing troops that went around the country. So a lot of these boxing troops had a large number of Indigenous boxers. And I know there are still a number of these boxers alive. So it probably started in the 1920s and went on. So my daughter's grandfather, Gordon Siren, boxed. A local elder in the area, Digme Moran, was a boxer. And to see the pride and really fond memories of these men when you talk about the boxing days, you know, they really stand up tall and, you know, they're almost about to go into a kind of swing. They get so passionate about it. So also there's a local, so I live just outside of Lismore, a world-famous Aboriginal acrobat called the Wizard of the Wire, and their family name was Sullivan, Aboriginal, Irish. So him and his sisters, his mother and father were all a part of a circus. So there's all these incredible stories I heard just recently. You know, I want to include, as I always do, women in the story. So I'm getting lots of different, basically Indigenous Australians weren't embraced in at the time of history in the 30s, 40s and 50s, but within a circus environment where everybody was an outcast until it was time to perform, they were embraced and celebrated for their skills and their talent. Mm-hmm. So I'll be really, time to celebrate and look at some incredible talent.
Yes, I can't wait to see that work. We will unfortunately have to wait a while. I think that's not going to be exhibited until 2020, is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be touring to Lismore, Dubbo and Melbourne.
Now, Carla, currently we don't have to wait until 2020, fortunately, to see your work. You've got shows on in a couple of places at the moment, a travelling exhibition called Safe Space and also an exhibition called The Ideal Home. That's at the Penrith Regional Gallery, along with the Museum of Applied Arts and Science. There's one work there, well, I mean, all your work is completely spellbinding, but there's one work in particular that I wanted you to describe for the radio, and that's the series called Bound.
Yeah, so Bound is a piece of work that I made that first was hung at Carriage Works for the National last year. So Bound is six straitjackets. So each straitjacket, it's about domestic violence and how that takes different forms. So on one of the straitjackets, there is a Commonwealth Bank pouch with an old moth coming out of it. So the work explores all the different ways that women are bound in abusive relationships and why they might find that hard to leave. Yeah. So there's one of the straitjackets, there is hangs on the front as two dog muzzles, and it looks like breaths. So often when women have children and they keep having children, that can be a really difficult way to leave a relationship. Money, beauty, women's connection to a home or a place, so they find it hard to leave a relationship. So, yeah, they're six long, big kind of straitjackets. I try to make my work as easy as possible for people to connect with, and that's why I really love using found objects. Now I write poetry, and the poetry is actually a part of the artwork, and it helps me to, and it helps the viewer, you know, if the work isn't clear enough to get a better picture. And because the stories have been so traumatizing and they're about trauma, the poetry really helps consolidate the work.
Yeah. Carla, you've made art discussing themes of your family's history and your depression. So right now, what's driving you?
I'm quite driven by the fact that the year is almost finished.
Yeah.
And I'll be leaving the country pretty soon. It's been a great note to kind of wind the year up with the fellowship and have some time. You know, I think it's completely and incredibly valuable for artists to have time to sit and stew on ideas and nurture ideas. And I haven't had that time for quite some time. So it'll be really great to go away and think further on the fellowship and slowly consolidate my ideas and get some structure mentally before I come home and make the work next year.
Ah, sounds wonderful. Carla, thank you so much for taking this time out. I know you've just had a birthday, so happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Congratulations
once again.
And thanks to the Copyright Agency for supporting and nurturing artists to keep making art.
Wonderful. Wiradjuri artist Carla Dickens, artist and winner of the Copyright Agency's Cultural Fund New Fellowship for a Visual Artist. And you can see Carla's works on show at the Logan Art Gallery in Queensland, just south of Brisbane, and Penrith Art Gallery in New South Wales. And her fellowship-winning work, A Dickensian Circus, will be exhibited at Lismore Art Gallery, as well as Linda New Art Gallery in Melbourne in 2020.